Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here in the sixth chapter, Sri Krishna is explaining the way how we can always remember Him. Because dhyana means meditation. Meditation means to meditate on the Supreme Lord. So that is actually the meaning of dhyana yoga, that we connect ourselves with Krishna through meditation. So first Krishna explained in the third chapter the process of karma yoga, in the fourth chapter transcendental knowledge, in the fifth chapter He explained how to connect those two, karma yoga and transcendental knowledge. And in the sixth chapter He's explaining that how by performing karma yoga with transcendental knowledge, we can always remember Krishna. So Krishna is building up the process, buddhi yoga. He's explaining gradually, step by step, how to practice buddhi yoga. So buddhi yoga means that we do the activity karma with the knowledge jnana, while remembering Krishna, dhyana, with the purpose to please Krishna, bhakti. So that is a combination of four. It's called the buddhi yoga. That is the process of elevation to the transcendental platform. So here in this verse, he's explaining how gradually, step by step, by the means of intelligence, we should use the mind to elevate ourselves. So what does it mean by means of intelligence? Intelligence means that we follow Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, what is described by the authorities. So if we apply that, then we can control the mind. And then as Krishna explains, that the controlled mind is the best friend. With the help of the mind, we'll elevate our consciousness on the transcendental platform. So this is the process of yoga. The process of yoga is not meant to maintain a good health. As is preached in the West nowadays, people use yoga to keep themselves healthy. And Srila Prabhupada many times explained how people do all kinds of things, all kinds of nonsense activities, and then they pay $5 and they attend a yoga class and they think themselves they are great yogis. But even if we look in the Patanjali system of yoga, we understand it's not so easy. Just practice 1 hour of yoga every day, then one becomes a great yogi. So that is not the purpose of yoga, to maintain the health. The purpose of yoga is to elevate ourselves. Yoga means connection in translation. And we can see the word religion comes from the Latin word religio, which also means connection. So yoga is meant to connect the soul with the Supreme. So it has the same meaning as the word religion. So it is a lifestyle, combination of philosophy and culture. Because we have the philosophy, but the way we apply the philosophy in our life, that is the culture. So that they both have to be there. As Srila Prabhupada explained, philosophy without religion is mental speculation, and religion without philosophy is a sentiment. So we can say culture is also religion, so they both have to be connected. So we have to use the intelligence to control the mind. So as we see on the picture of Bhagavad Gita inside, that Krishna is as a charioteer of Arjuna. Krishna represents intelligence. He is on the position of intelligence when Arjuna surrenders and he starts to listen to Krishna's instructions. Then he can overcome the weakness of the heart. Hridaya Durbalyam. So this weakness of the heart, it's made of two elements. Basically, this is the problem of the material world, this weakness of the heart. The first thing is, we think we are the controller and the enjoyer. Ishvaroham aham bhogi. I think that I'm God. That's why we are here in this material world. So this is a disease of the heart, Hridaya Darbalin. And the second thing is that if we apply this mentality on the material world, we get a frustration because we can't enjoy and we also cannot control. So many times things happen in our life that we don't desire. So it means we are not in control. So that frustration from the material world, so these two, they create this disease called disease of the heart, the weakness of the heart. So Arjuna was able to overcome this weakness of the heart when he started to follow the instructions of Krishna, when he surrendered to Krishna. In the second chapter he says, that now I am your disciple and I am surrendered unto you. Please instruct me, because only by your instruction I can overcome this Hridaya Darbalyam. So this is the way how we can also overcome the weakness of our heart, if we follow the instructions of Krishna. So Krishna is teaching us that we are not the controller nor the enjoyer, but that He is the controller and enjoyer. He says, Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam means, Krishna says that He is the enjoyer of all sacrifices and all austerities, and that He is the Lord of all planets of the material world and the spiritual world. So we have to understand what is our position, that Krishna explains, Jivaro Svarupoi Krishna Ranitya Das, that the position of the soul is to be the servant of Krishna eternally. So that is the natural position of the soul, to be servant of Krishna. So being on the spiritual position, when the souls are emanated from Krishna, they have a choice. That's why we are called Tatashta Shakti. We can choose the material and spiritual. So 90% of the souls, they choose spiritual. So they elevate themselves from the platform of bhava to prema, and they enter the spiritual planets. But we've chosen not. We've chosen material. So we applied our little independence for the material with the desire to control and enjoy. So this is the original sin, actually. This is why we are here. We think we are the controller or the enjoyer of the material world. That's why we have fallen down from the spiritual position. And yoga, this is the way how we can again elevate ourselves to the spiritual position on the platform of bhava, and then we can achieve the platform of prema, pure love for Krishna. So that the whole process is described in the Bhagavad Gita. So this is the ABC of the spiritual life. If you want to follow spiritual life, then Bhagavad Gita gives you instruction how to do it. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yoginam api sarvesham madgatenata ratmana, that of all the yogis, the one who serves Krishna with the faith and one who always abides Krishna is the greatest of all yogis. You can see in the practicing of yoga, especially Ashtanga yoga, there's 8 platforms, yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, Tarana, Dhyana, and Samadhi. So someone who practices Bhakti Yoga, the yoga of love and gratitude, can elevate himself very quickly to the platform of samadhi, a full absorption in Krishna. So that state of samadhi is called Krishna consciousness. That is the natural consciousness of the living being. So we can look at this verse from different point of views. For a materialist, this process of dhyana yoga at the gradual elevation is very difficult to achieve. And even Arjuna, 5,000 years ago, he rejected the system by saying that this is not practical for me, that I cannot follow this, it's too slow, I have no time. So then Krishna explained to Arjuna how we can immediately come to this platform. We can immediately elevate himself to pure Krishna consciousness. So that process is called the Bhakti Yoga. And the Bhakti Yoga is the fast track. It is the quickest process how to achieve self-realization. So Krishna explained that one can know him, Bhakti Amam Abhijanati Yavanya Chasmita Tvataha, that one can know Krishna only by devotional service. Because we have the process that's descending from the higher authorities, is descending to us through the Guru Parampara system. So we can only understand Krishna only if he reveals himself to us. We cannot understand him with our own intelligence, with our own endeavor. Krishna has to reveal himself to us. Of course, we have to do the endeavor. Like in the Mahabharata, it says that we should do every activity with the three stages. It's called Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana. Sambandha is the knowledge. We analyze the field of activities and then we get the inspiration. Then we perform the activity. So that's Abhideya. We have to make the endeavor, and then only we can get the prayojana, the result, which is dependent on Krishna. So basically it means that every activity, every endeavor, we have to do with the focus on the field, understanding the field, how to perform the activity properly, and then on the results we have to depend on Krishna. So this is the way how we can connect our day-to-day activities with Krishna and how to get results that we use to please Krishna. So this is the difference between the sannyas, the renunciation, the tyag. Tyag and sannyas, as Krishna explained in the 18th chapter, the difference is that in tyag, when you do the activity, you offer the results of your activity to the Supreme, to Krishna. So that's called the tyag. But sannyas means that you do the activity itself to please Krishna, and it doesn't matter what kind of results you get. You always want to have a good result for Krishna. But the difference is that whatever you do, you just do it to please Krishna. So in that way you can practice this. Shuddha Bhakti, Aikantik Bhakti, means the pure desire to please Krishna with every activity. Not just to offer the results. Because if you just offer the results, we can call that karma yoga. And do the activity, we get the results, the fruits, then we offer that to Krishna. So we can call that karma yoga. But if you do the activity just to please Krishna, then we can call that a pure devotional service. So pure devotional service is not dependent on any, on karma or jnana, on the activity or knowledge. It is simply the desire to please Krishna. That's all. So we have to always cultivate this desire so that whatever we do to please Krishna. And in this way we can cultivate a pure devotional service. So pure devotional service starts from the platform of nishtha, when someone is fixed in his sadhana bhakti, when someone is fixed in his practice of rules and regulations and spiritual life. And the pure unalloyed devotional service starts on the platform of prema. So this system that is described here, Dhyana Yoga, if you look at it from devotional point of view, we can call that Upaya Bhakti. Upaya Bhakti means, Srila Prabhupada explains, is the process when you practice renunciation of the material world through following the rules and regulations, and at the same time we cultivate the attraction or the attachment to spiritual world, to Krishna, by always remembering Krishna by the nine processes of devotional service, starting with Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. So both have to be practiced, attachment to Krishna and the renunciation from the material world. So the way devotees leave the material world is the same as the jnanis or the yogis leave the material world. But the problem is the jnanis and yogis, by following the process of yoga, mystic yoga, they elevate themselves to the position of Brahman. They leave the material world and they end up in Brahma Jyoti. So Brahma Jyoti is a state in between the material world and the spiritual world. So Brahma Jyoti itself, we know, it is the light, the effulgence of Krishna's qualities that is emanating from Him personally, from Him as a personality. And those souls, those who practice this process of mystic yoga, they end up in Brahma Jyoti, but they cannot move forward. So after 5 minutes, when in that state, they fall down back to the material world. Because the soul by nature is always active, sachit ananda. So this chit potency, it means activity and knowledge. So the soul by nature is active, it cannot be in a neutral state. So those yogis, the last thing they remember is the material world. Therefore they fall back again to the material world from the position of Brahman. But the devotees, they also cultivate the same process. They detach themselves from the material world and they leave the material world in the same way, but they enter the spiritual world. They enter the Vaikuntha planets or Goloka Vrindavan. So that is the difference. Like Srila Prabhupada, he uses the example of airplane. If you are in the airplane flying, you cannot fly all the time. At one point, you have to land again. So, unless we reach the Vaikuntha planets, we have to return to the material world. So that is the difference. So this is called the Upaya Bhakti, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains. So that's the process from Shraddha to Bhava. We can call that Upaya Bhakti. And then if we are on the platform of Prema, pure unalloyed devotional service, a pure love for Krishna, that is called Phala Bhakti. So this Phala Bhakti, this is our goal. That's what we want to achieve. So this is what they practice in the spiritual world, is Phala Bhakti. There's no need to renounce material world and the spiritual world. Because there is only Krishna and his devotees always enjoying and pastimes. So there's no need for renunciation. There is only attachment to Krishna in his different forms. So that is the only difference. Is any questions about this point? Yes? Sorry, could you please repeat the question?
Yeah. You say bhakti is not dependent on knowledge?
Bhakti is not dependent.
But it seems like if you have more knowledge about Krishna, you know about Krishna, you can love Krishna more easily. So.
Yeah, very good point. Actually, there is two kinds of knowledge, jnana. Jnana is two kinds. You have mukti jnana. This is what the impersonalists cultivate. It's the knowledge how to achieve liberation, mukti. But what we practice is called bhagavatattva jnana. This is the knowledge about Sri Krishna. So the knowledge about Sri Krishna is part of bhakti, because we know that bhakti is a combination of two energies, of Ladini Shakti and Samvit Shakti. So we know that the Chit potency, the spiritual energy, has three qualities: Sandini, Samvit and Ladini. So this Samvit, this means the knowledge and activity, and Ladini, it means the desire to please Krishna. So both, combination of both, creates bhakti. It's not one or the other. It's always the combination of both. Because if you just say, "Oh, I just want to please Krishna. I just want to serve Krishna," but I don't do any activity, then how do we call that? We call that sahajya, isn't it? You know, so sahajya is very cheap. I don't have to do anything. I'll just read the 10th canto, the Krishna enjoying with the gopis, isn't it? So this is the sahajya mentality. This is also dangerous. So that's why there has to be activity. You want to please Krishna, of course, but you have to express it through the activity, through the active devotional service. Because devotional service is always active. So that's the samvit, the activity and knowledge. So combination of those, that creates bhakti. That we do the activity with the knowledge of Krishna and with the desire to please Krishna. So that's called bhakti. Like in the spiritual world, you can see, for example, in the Vaikuntha planets, they know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and they see him as in his Vishnu form. So Vishnu form means Krishna in the office. He does not express all his qualities. He just expresses to a certain extent. So they have knowledge of Krishna, that Vishnu is God, Vishnu is supreme, and they also know, they have the knowledge how to serve him, and then they serve him with some activity. They do puja or arati, they do so many things, they cook for Vishnu, they do the offerings with the desire to please Vishnu. So that's bhakti. And in Goloka Vrindavan, on the higher abodes, the less that that knowledge is covered with yoga maya, that they forget that Krishna is God, because they want to have higher relationships with him. So it's difficult to have a relationship with him as a friend if you know that he's God, or as a parent. How can you be a parent of God? If you understand he's God, it's difficult to be a parent. So that knowledge is covered through yoga maya, that Krishna is God. Or how do you want to be a lover in Madhurya Rasa with Krishna if you know that he's God? It's not possible. So because of these higher rasas, in the higher abodes, especially in Goloka Vrindavan, which is the highest abode, this knowledge is covered by yoga maya, But still the knowledge is there how to please Krishna. So they know what Krishna likes. This Mother Yashoda, she knows what kind of food Krishna likes. So she cooks that type of food for Krishna. So we have the songs by the Acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Bhoga Arati song. He sings about the offerings that are given to Krishna. So this is what Krishna likes. So the knowledge is there. Is it clear? Is there any other question or comment? Yeah, very good question. What can I say? So many standards were lost when Srila Prabhupada left. Not only that. I don't want to mention, but there's so many things we don't do that we're supposed to do. That Srila Prabhupada left for us the legacy to preserve, protect it for the next generations. But we don't do those things. So maybe if you open your own temple in China, then you can sing it. It's a beautiful song. It's a very beautiful song. Bhoga Arati song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Paja Bhakata Vatsala Shri Gaurari. It's very beautiful. Gaur Arati. Yeah. That's also by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There's one instance when Srila Prabhupada, he called his disciples and he said, he asked them, that please hear, listen. He said, what? There's nothing. He said, Srila Prabhupada said, yes, that is the problem. There's no kirtan in the temple room. Go and make kirtan. So, it's a problem. If there is no kirtan in the temple, it's a problem. Because this whole process is based on chanting the holy names. Shravanam Kirtanam. Shravanam, first we hear, then we apply it in Kirtanam. So that's practical application, that's Kirtan. So it's very important. So this is our process. Is that clear? Is there any other question? Yes? Goloka Vrindavan. Yeah. Very good question. Yeah, there is an instance. The question is that if you enter Vaikuntha Planas, if you can rise yourself to Goloka Vrindavan, or change to a different Vaikuntha planet. Basically you can. There's one instance, Gop Kumar. So he described Brihat Bhagavatamrita. But there is exception. So the understanding is that we have four Vaishnav Sampradayas, isn't it? We have the Shri Sampradaya, Shiva Rudra Sampradaya, Kumara Sampradaya, and Brahma Sampradaya. So these different Sampradayas, the philosophy is in such a way that you can elevate yourself according to your desire to different abodes in the spiritual world. Like, for example, the Shris, the Shri Vaishnavas, they go to Vaikuntha planets. So they cultivate pure devotional service, but it is not pure unalloyed devotional service, because there is the tinge of liberation. They want to enter the same planet as Vishnu. So it's not pure. So that's why they go to Vaikuntha planets. So according to these different desires of the souls, these four Vaishnava Sampradayas are there that we can elevate ourselves to different abodes. Like in Kumara Sampradaya, you go to Goloka Vrindavan, but you don't go to Vraja, you go to Ananda Vrindavan. So Ananda Vrindavan is the opulent Vrindavan, where there's a tinge of opulence, the desire for the opulence. Like when Srimati Radharani, when she goes for a rasa dance, she goes on a beautiful vimana with 10 million maidservants. So that's really opulent. And so that's Ananda Vrindavan. But in Ananda Vrindavan, there is no separation from Krishna, this vipralambha bhav, that's lacking, because they always see Radha and Krishna together. So that's Ananda Vrindavan, you know. So that's not the highest abode. The highest abode is Vraja. If you go to Vraj, that is the highest abode. So for that, this Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya is meant for. So there's always exception that if you want to elevate yourself from Dasya Ras to higher Rasas, you can do it, but it's an exception. You have a free will. Yes?
Yes, it's quite very simple. Because our God is not to be liberated. I mean, not to go to Goloka Vrindavan. In fact, it's to improve and increase our love for Krishna.
Yeah. Yeah, very good point, thank you. So that's our goal, we want to please Krishna more and more. That's our goal. Yeah, so I have to finish here. Thank you so much for... Yes, Mataji, you have a question? Yes. Yeah, we can check our progress from one ekadashi to another. So you can see how you progress in this period. And that's why we have the festivals, so that we get inspiration, more inspiration to increase our devotional service. So every day should be a festival, so that every day you get that inspiration to practice, to please Krishna more and more. So always remember Krishna, never forget Him. So we should increase our remembrance of Krishna and decrease the forgetfulness. And the way to do it is the association of devotees, sadhu sangha. So we have to associate with, to serve the pure devotees of the Lord. So in that way, we'll increase our devotional service. Is that okay as a quick answer? I have to finish, please excuse me. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Jainita Gaura Premanande.
Kundasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapatam Yena Putale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parichana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Shri He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi